trauma. Without a priest in my colon or a comma to bring up all. Satan never need a probable cause to be all in all. Coming soon to a block new to be in your ass.
Welcome back. This is Voices from the Front Lines on 90.7, Los Angeles 98.7, and Santa Barbara. On the phone, we got Jakarta Amani, who is the full director for Books Not Bars. Welcome, Jakarta, to the show.
Thanks for having me, y'all.
Your voice sounds familiar. It's kind of like it was on the record just there. So I guess we got a couple seconds right here. And I wanted to say that there's a new director of CY Facilities. And he ordered a 45-day moratorium on sending new youth to the facility. What was Books Not Bars' role in that, and what are you guys trying to do?
Well, you know, we, for the last year, have been pushing for them to close this, you know, worst of the worst youth prison built out in Stockton, California. This, you know, prison was, this facility was built without, it's for young people, but it was built without classrooms. It's just like, it's all single cells and two cells. It's just a horrible, horrible place to be in. And we've been pushing for it to be closed. And we made a big stink last year. One of our brothers, Diamond Brewer, died in there last September 5th. And this September 5th, we're holding a memorial in his honor saying, no more lost lives. It's called No More Lost Lives. And we're saying we're not going to let another young person die in this facility. And we're calling on it to be shut down, just closed permanently, to be mothballed, you know, put away. And so that's going to be, you know, 12 noon in Stockton, California. People can go to our website, booksnotbars.org, to get more info on it. But we really have an opportunity to really close a prison in California right now and just, you know, nail it down so that there's no more people dying in this thing. There's no more young people suffering in this thing. This is, like, really a horrible, horrible place where young people get pepper sprayed and beat on a regular. And, you know, this place is so horrible that even guards who get paid, you know, $90,000 a year don't want to go to work there. That's just how bad it is right now. And so.
And so what in particular, I mean, besides the September 5th action, what are you needing people to actually do?
We're asking people to call and write letters to the governor and to this guy, Bernie Warner, who is the new deputy of the whole, you know, California Department of Juvenile Justice. We changed the name from CYA, Department of Juvenile Justice, but we know ain't no justice in it yet, because we haven't got it to where we want to see it yet, where our folks get to come home, and it's really about helping our people and not harming our people.
And is that info on your website?
Yes.
Okay.
Booksnotbars.org. You can find out how to get information to both send Bernie a letter, send the governor a letter telling him, you know, this is not working. There's a time right now for change in California, and the central spot is the correction system, starting with closing this prison. Chadurgian does not need to be open. This prison is a horrible, horrible place. There's no good prison, and this is the worst of the worst of them.
All right, well, thank you so much, Jakarta Amani from Books Not Bars. Again, www.booksnotbars.org?
That's right, booksnotbars.org.
Cool. So thank you for joining us. We would like to thank all the rest of our guests today. So Jakarta Amani, Mark Anthony Johnson, Francisca Porchas, Kali Akuno, Tafiq Haddad. Folks should check out tomorrow. There is the police commission meeting at 150 North Los Angeles Street at Parker Center. And people are demanding justice for Devin Brown and Susie Pena, who were both shot by police. Music today, we had from Sao Masi, Mongo Santa Maria, Tito Puente, Red Guard, you just heard. And you can listen to all our shows on www.thestrategycenter.org. And we would like to thank Thatcher Collins, our guest producer, Lisa Adler, our production assistant, our engineer, D'Angelo Jones, and we'll see you next week. Thanks a lot for joining us.